You are now listening to Mix Mag on Rotation, the world's dance music destination.
I'm just doing it all for the cuddles.
Excuse me?
It's all about the cuddles.
I don't understand.
You haven't really talked much to Will Clark then, the Dirty Bird DJ. He's going to be in the studio today. And one of his sayings is, I'm just doing it for the cuddles. Yeah. And I'm going to definitely try to see what that's all about, because there's definitely an interesting story there.
Well, see, now I'm curious too, because all I know about Will Clark is that he's got a fantastically large beard, which I imagine could make cuddling very interesting.
Yeah, a beard probably restricts the cuddles, but I mean, some people love it.
Hey, some people are into that. No judgment.
He definitely keeps it nice. You know, this dude's beard is unreal. You should enter that in contests. So yeah, welcome back to another episode of On Rotation, Mix Mag's weekly podcast, where we're bringing you chats focusing on the latest news, premieres, and interviews from the world of dance music. I'm Harrison here in Brooklyn.
And I'm Valerie from LA.
And this is On Rotation. Today is a special day because Will Clark is in the studio. He is one of the recent rising producers coming from the Dirty Bird camp. It's a sound that's really taking over the United States, although he's from Bristol, so his sound really resonates with the fans of dance music in the United States. It's all about fun, it's all about having a good time. His first release was the Booty Percolating EP, which definitely fits that style, don't you think?
I do think so, and you know, that's the funniest thing about Dirty Bird is that even though they're based here on the West Coast, specifically they're from San Francisco, They've managed to find people from all over the world that really honed in on that one specific sound. Like you said, Will Clark's EP title, Booty Percolating, pretty much exactly describes the sound of Dirty Bird. And it's funny that even though he's from Bristol, he totally fits into the Claude Von Stroke family.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to hear more about what he has coming up.
You are now listening to Mix Mag on Rotation. Hot takes on the latest dance music news, tunes, parties, and more.
Hello, welcome to On Rotation. I'm here with Will Clark, the one and only. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing well. You know, summer's kicking off.
Dude, the weather's nice in New York.
Well,
I landed on Monday and it was like really hot and then it got cold. And
yeah.
And then this morning it was raining and now it's sunny.
You've been to New York often? You perform here a lot or no?
Yeah, I come here quite a lot.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of moving here.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Why?
I just love it.
Yeah.
I love
it. The scene here is cool.
Yeah, the scene's cool. I feel like it needs something... some like spice to be added to it.
Yeah. Would you say like your musical style is like Bristol sound or no?
No.
No?
It's weird because I was obviously brought up around Bristol. I don't live directly in Bristol. I live just outside.
Yeah.
There's like a very big like drum and bass kind
of
sound.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. A lot of good jungle and cool stuff out
and
there.
And I kind of rebelled against against jungle and drum and bass.
Yeah.
Because everyone was into it. So I just like, my roots come from like soulful house.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And where'd the bass come in? I mean, they got a little interesting bassy stuff.
I don't know, man. Maybe it is Bristol.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, the label, This Ain't Bristol, is that label's not from Bristol, is it? It is, isn't it?
No, that's not from Bristol.
It's not from Bristol.
No, that's not from Bristol.
No.
They're from like Hanover.
What? Why did they go, This Ain't Bristol?
Because everything good is coming from Bristol, and they were like, we're bringing good stuff, but we're not from Bristol.
Yeah. You like that label, right? I
mean, yeah, it's cool. It's my homies. Like, I've never released on them.
Well, speaking of labels, you got, you know, you and the Dirty Bird crew.
Yeah, man.
I mean, we linked at Holy Ship, and when Claude played that unreleased tune, it was just like the family atmosphere from you guys.
Yeah.
What's it like being a part of that family?
Dude, they're the best. They look after you, like, not just in music, right? Yeah. So, like, everyone's just there for you if you just... they're just friends.
Yeah.
Just friends and family. It's kind of, they're not in it for gains for them.
Right.
And you're not in it for gains for you, if you know what I mean. It's just like really good friendships.
Yeah. I feel like they treat their fans like that too.
Let's be honest. Our fans, we're human beings. We're all exactly the same.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the fans, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing.
Right.
And I think a lot of people forget that.
Yeah.
I think the whole Dirty Bird crew just have it right.
Yeah. And you're also released on a couple other labels too, man. You know, you just had a really awesome release, the techno release.
Yeah.
Tell me a little about that.
Yeah, that was on Food. It's cool. It's a really good label, and working with Psy and the Crywolf guys that run it, or Shadow Child, they're really good work. They're great guys. And it's been fun to like release on other labels.
Yeah.
I've had releases years and years ago on other labels, but I kind of like homed in on Dirty Bird for a while.
Yeah.
just kind of like get my grounding.
Yeah, well, I mean, your career is, you still got a young career, you know?
Yeah, man.
Shit.
Yeah,
still it's young. Picking up pretty fast.
Still young and strong.
Yeah.
Life's good.
Life's good. Life's good. Don't fucking complain at all.
Exactly. Yeah. Life's really good. This year is a year of like, I'm still releasing on Dirty Bird, but I have releases on other labels coming up.
Yeah.
Obviously with the techno release. It was strange with the techno release because we couldn't sign it.
Right, it's a niche type.
No one would sign it. Barclay, Claude Van Strijk, wanted to sign it, but he didn't want to sign a collaboration, which I totally get. We eventually signed it, like a year and a half later. Yeah.
I feel like it's an interesting record for Food as well.
Food's usually quite bass orientated in a way, and the record isn't.
Right.
When we wrote the record, me and Bot, we kind of sat in the studio and was like, we want to write a record that kind of fits in with the UK sound at the moment, like the very tech house sound, but still sounds like us.
Yeah.
And still can be played in a Dirty Bird party and still can be played everywhere else.
Still go off.
Yeah. And isn't boring tech house.
Right. Right. Well, you know, your music is pretty versatile. I mean, you've got the really bassy stuff and you got the really techy stuff.
Yeah.
Trying to find an outlet that fits you is
so hard, man.
You got a lot going on, right?
It's so hard. Yeah. Because a lot of people don't want to sign because I have the association with Dirty Bird.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, if Dirty Bird doesn't want this track, why would...
Well, I don't think it's that. I think partly, but I think my music just won't fit in with other people's labels so much.
Right.
But saying that, I've kind of straightened things up a little bit. I've gone a little less bassy.
Yeah.
We're getting sign-ins on the other labels.
Which is awesome. Now, also, speaking of your young career, I mean, you're touring like crazy.
Mm.
It's got to be a big transition on the road all the time and it's a busy schedule.
Yeah, man, it's amazing. Yeah. Like, this is what I've always wanted to do it for, right?
Yeah. How was Australia? You just got back from Australia.
Australia's cool. It's like always an interesting one. The guys in Australia are amazing. Big shout out to the Poster Child guys. They kill it every time. They put on an amazing tour. House music in Australia isn't the best.
Right.
But when it does work, it works really well.
There's an interesting melodic sound coming out of Australia, you know?
There is. It's very dubstep and like trappy and drum and bassy. But I just played a sweet festival called Rabbit Eats Lettuce. 4.5 hour drive from Brisbane in the middle of fucking nowhere.
You go out in the desert.
Like, it's in the bush. Yeah. Like, literally in the bush. And then you just rocked up and it was just a load of like kind of hippie...
Yeah.
Kind of vibes. One stage. Well, no, there's like 3 or 4 stages, but one house stage.
Yeah. Kind of makes me think of like the LA festivals. Yeah, like you drive out in the desert.
I can imagine it's like lightning in the bottle?
Yeah.
I can imagine it's like that. Just very, very hippie vibes. Or like Shambhala or something like that, where it's just like barefoot and just raving.
Well, straight up
each to their own, man. Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome.
But that was really good. There's some good shows there. The TBC guys, all the Sydney shows are really good. Melbourne shows, Porn & Co, they're always really good.
Nice.
It's just like, and Wollongong, the Grand Hotel there, like they've been booking me 4 years now.
Now, what's going on with the Cuddles? What's up with it? Tell me about the Cuddles, man. The Cuddles. That is cool. Doing it for the Cuddles.
Yeah, man. So this was actually, not many people know about the story. And I don't really like talking about it.
Really?
It's kind of like a...
Personal?
It's not personal. It kind of is, but I don't... I'm not trying to hide stuff. I like people, like, not to know about it.
Right.
But I'll tell you.
You're going to tell the world
so
right now?
It's like, it was a joke between my really close guy friends back home.
Yeah.
So there was a stage, I think it's like 3 years ago now. I had just flirted with my girlfriend, and I was like, right, it's now or never. I need to work hard. So I locked myself away. Obviously, there's females that come up, you know, like being a guy, there's always females. You go on dates and things like that. But I was... This is fucked. I was like at the point where I'd go on dates with loads of girls, but it would literally... I just like friend zone them.
Cuddles?
Yeah. And my friends were like, dude, have you like slept with these chicks yet? And I was like, no, I'm like, I'm not... into it. And they're like, well, you're just doing it for the Cuddles. And that's where it started. And it kind of stuck. We started hashtagging. If you go on my Instagram and look at the hashtag doing it for the Cuddles, it started years ago. And I've just always hashtagged it. And it kind of just caught on.
You hashtag it for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's your tagline.
Yeah. And it kind of caught on. And then people were like, well, you got to get a hat with doing it for the Cuddles on. And I was like, okay, sweet. So I went to like Lids or something and got one made.
Go to the mall.
Yeah. And then I started wearing it and everyone was like, we want one.
Yeah, so you're making them now?
So
yeah.
I made them and they sold out.
It'd be cool if you start a label, it'd be like Cuddle Puddle Records.
Well, it's cool. I'm starting a label.
Yeah.
I'm starting a label this year and it's called Doing It Records.
Doing It.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
You left the cuddles out though,
yeah,
dude.
But the cuddles are just like, so the cuddles is like the clothing side of things.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if you saw, but we released a bomber jacket and we've just released some tees.
Nice.
So yeah, man, it's kind of all like, so we're like gelled together nicely.
That's a good story too, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not doing it for the sex. I'm doing it for the cuddles.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Awesome. Now, you're also a big food guy. Yeah, I mean,
dude.
Yeah, you're posting a lot of food and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, the Instagram type of thing. You know, you post your food, but you eat good, man.
Yeah, I eat really good. And honestly, it's the one thing that I struggle with touring sometimes because I love cooking.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't cooked in like 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I need some friends with a good kitchen.
Because cooking is like a creative passion thing.
It's kind of my thing. When I'm at home, I just always have friends and family over to cook.
Do you like to mix it up with what you
love? I love cooking, man.
I like to get real creative and do some like random ass spices and shit.
Dude, we should do a cook-off.
Yeah, I'm down.
Let's do a cook-off.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, get you cooking at the Dirty Bird Barbecue. Well, What's going on?
Me and Grilson always like jump on the barbecue.
That's awesome.
But they've got big now, so they're like, there's too many people.
Right.
So.
Cooking for just thousands cooking for of people.
6,500 people. One of my aims in life is to have a restaurant.
Oh, really?
Definitely. Yeah, yeah.
You know, Seth, have you been to Seth Troxler's?
Yeah, I ate there in the summer, actually.
I hear it's delicious.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So what would be your style?
There's like two.
Yeah?
Fine dining burgers.
Okay.
I've told one person this before.
Two firsts.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I know.
Welcome to On Rotation, Mixed Mags, premieres.
Yeah. At the moment, there's like it's like the fashion, like a smokehouse, an American smokehouse, American burger house. Like if you go back to the UK, they're everywhere.
Really?
But I want it to be an experience. So like kind of like a tasting menu based around a burger. I don't like pickles, but you can do pickles with everything.
Pickles on a burger? Come on, exactly.
But like, you could do like the starter is like some type of pickled, like balsamic pickled pickles or something like that.
My mouth is watering.
Yeah, exactly.
Just the thought of balsamic.
But like, I want to do like 20 courses.
Take them on a journey.
Like a proper taster menu.
Yeah, okay.
Of like a full burger.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
That's creative. When you said burger, you know, I mean, like, it could be just some basic thing.
Of course,
right?
It could be a dive bar, but I want this to be a proper experience.
Yeah.
I'm really into, like, the experience when you eat.
Yeah.
And I've never actually had a taster menu. I'm not really up
like
for, like,
10 courses. Or...
Yeah, I'm not really up for paying, like, a 1K for, like, a meal. I'm like,
yeah.
I'd just rather cook.
I've never actually done it either. I've only seen it. Mm. You know, you see it on whatever cooking channels or whatever.
Yeah.
It looks amazing.
It looks so good. I'm sure it's amazing.
Yeah.
But I'd rather buy a synth.
Yeah, right. I'd rather buy a synth, make some music.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, cool. Well, speaking about that, what's going on in the studio? What do you like to do in the studio?
I got a lot of things cooking at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm always writing. I'm quite strict with it when I'm back home. I've just done a remix that I hope gets accepted. It's going to be like, probably the biggest remix I've ever done.
And cool. What is it, a remix of some pop stuff?
It's a remix of a pop band.
Don't want to reveal too much.
I can't.
Don't.
But I really want to, but I can't.
Right.
I'll tell you after.
Well, you look really excited about
it. Dude, they're my favorite band in the world.
Right. And on a whim, you just created this remix.
Well, they kind of asked through my management.
Okay.
Or we've been asking for a while. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, yeah, the album's coming out soon. Here's one of the tracks. Do what...
Was
see
that a little
do.
Hint?
Potentially, but how many artists are going to have albums out?
Right.
So, take a guess.
Have you played it out at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy with it.
Right.
So, I'm fingers crossed that comes out. If not, I'm just going to give it away for free.
Yeah.
And then I've got a release coming. Obviously, we've just had the techno release. I've got a release coming out on Dirty Bird.
Yeah.
I think on the 19th of May.
Nice.
Which is a collaboration between me and Sheba-san.
Nice. I feel like your styles work well together.
He's like a really close friend of mine as well.
Yeah.
We speak every day. He's just a homie.
Yeah.
And he kills it over here as well. And then I got a release coming out on Relief Records.
Green label. I love what the sub-label is. The Relief is killing it.
It's destroying it at the moment.
You know that Golf Clap, the new Golf Clap ones. Yeah. Everybody's playing that. It's a big
tune. They're loving that.
I remember they shared that Carl Cox played it at Ultra, the main stage. It's just like, You know, when it's like that, for, I mean, you've had DJs play your stuff, right? But it's always still got to be an amazing feeling when somebody's playing your music like that, you know?
It's crazy. Because you don't think that they know who you are.
Right.
But that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first time it ever happened for me, like, really? Why are they playing my music?
Yeah.
But then again, you can't put these people on a pedestal.
Right.
We still shit out the same hole every day. I'm very grateful of it, if you know what I mean.
No, you put a lot of work in.
Yeah, you put a lot of work in, but so does other people.
Yeah. You're also a very fit dude.
Yeah, I tried to be.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't drink or smoke or do drugs. I try and work out most days.
Yeah. How does that fit into the tour life?
It's tough sometimes.
It's got to be.
I always try and find a gym now
outside
of a hotel, because hotel gyms suck.
Hotel gyms suck,
yeah, you can't move in them. They're like a box, like the size of this room. There's like four other people in
there.
We
are in a box here, everybody. If you wanted to know, it is a box. 5x5.
Unless you're at the Standard in Miami.
Dude,
that gym's amazing.
It's like a pro gym.
It's really good.
But also, man, what's going on with the barbershop?
That
seems like a really cool outlet you got going on there.
Yeah, it's going well. I started it over a year ago now. Just as Revolution Miami, they asked me to do a radio show, and I wasn't too sure about doing it, and was like, oh, fuck it, let's just try it.
Why not? Why weren't you, why didn't you want to do it? It was just kind of...
I don't know. I think it's because I'd never done it before.
Right.
And I didn't know if it would work for me. I guess it's just time.
Yeah.
You just got to keep working at it. We've had some really good artists on there. Like, I've been super lucky with the artists on there. And surprised that the artists
want to be
involved. It's like that, going back to people playing your tracks. But yeah, it's going well. We've just had Huxley on the last one.
What's the show? What is the show?
So the show, it is a radio show.
Yeah.
And then I have a section called The Barber's Chair, which is when I get artists in. And I ask them, there's like, I didn't want to get anybody in for a mix, because I find like everyone's doing mixes on guest mixes. I personally hate doing mixes.
Really?
Yeah. It's just, I do them because you kind of have to.
Yeah.
But it's just not something, I'd rather come and sit and talk to you for like 2 hours and just like go and film us having food or whatever. I don't know. I just
find
something
aside from the music.
Yeah, I just find it more creative and just more fun. It's more relaxed.
Yeah.
Whereas doing a mix by yourself, it's not, you're not recording it live, you're doing it on Ableton, you're sticking a few tracks together, and then people listen to it, and then it gets forgotten about. The whole barbershop, I needed to kind of carry on with the whole music. I needed music,
because
it's a radio show.
You've got to have music,
It's not like, it is a podcast, but it's not a chatty, talky podcast. So what I do is I get them on the phone, and I ask them 3 questions, their current favourite track, a track from a new producer, mm-hmm. and their favorite ever track. And that doesn't have to be house music.
Favorite ever is always an interesting one.
Yeah, right? And like it's always really interesting, because the artists we get are completely different.
Yeah.
So like sometimes we get banging techno, sometimes we get like funk and soul, and the favorite ever tracks that like amazing.
That's like really reveals a lot about you. I always find a hard time answering that question. I don't know what genre to pick, you know? Am
it's
I going to pick hip hop? I'm going to say
something
from the 90s, like a Black Moon, or like if I'm going to talk like now, maybe I'm more into house stuff.
Yeah.
I got to say like a Frankie Knuckles, Whistle Song,
because
it just makes me feel the way that song makes me feel.
Yeah.
You know? So no, what would you even say? What would you say?
What would I say? Yeah. Favorite track? So Candy Stat and You've Got the Love is one of my favorites.
Okay.
I've got it tattooed on my arm.
You got the lyrics?
Yeah, got the lyrics.
And what's the music notes?
That's like part of the chorus.
It is?
Yeah.
So you got the lyrics and the music notes tattooed. That's cool.
But there's so many out there. Definitely Otis Redding. He's up there. Night Cool by London Grammar.
Yeah, that's a beautiful track.
Yeah. Drive, the film. I can never say his name, the guy that did the soundtrack. Kavinsky.
Oh, Kavinsky.
Kavinsky.
Yeah.
That film's my favorite film. I guess that would be my answer.
I love that.
It always throws people. And then the rest of the show, it just goes on to, I choose my top 3 trims of the month, which is my top 3 tracks of the month.
Top 3 trims. Why do you call it the barbershop? I mean, you look very trimmed. That beard must take some trimming.
Yeah, it's the beard. That's kind of why.
That's why, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's why. And I like to have different outlets.
Yeah.
So like the barbershop is one separate thing. Obviously, the record label is going to be one separate thing, and then it's me.
Yeah.
So we can do tours of the barbershop, and then we can do tours of the record label.
The label's coming.
Mm.
It's coming. What's your plan for it? I mean, what kind of music are you going to showcase?
I'm not releasing anybody else's music.
Just you.
For a good couple of years.
It's going to be your outlet.
It's just going to be me for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I want to find the sound that I want to do through me. And I want to create a kind of a crew. I literally want to find three or four people where I can invest money into them as artists. Mm-hmm. And obviously invest money into the label. And we can tour as the label. I like how Dirty Bird have done it.
Yeah. I feel like that recipe for success, you know...
Well, look at all of them.
Look at the right thing.
Yeah, look at like Hot Creations. They do an amazing job, and the core crew is a small number of people.
Right.
It's just finding people that are willing to allow the time. But
also, it's people that you want to welcome in and you want to spend time with.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
Exactly.
Like, who can you really spend time with?
Yeah, and who's willing to like trust you?
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Labels don't make money nowadays.
Right.
Or not many labels make money.
But label showcases do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But also, I find that there's some labels that just release music and then they don't work. Because there's no money in really selling or downloads, streaming's slowly coming back, so people are starting to make money.
Yeah, you could stream.
Yeah, you can. You're starting to make okay-ish money from streaming.
And the whole money aspect is like you're putting time and effort into this craft. You know, you should be compensated fairly for it.
Yeah, of course. But I think labels, there's no real way that labels can make real money at this moment in time, unless you're a major.
Right.
I understand why labels don't invest into the artists that they sign.
Mm-hmm.
100%. But the likes of Dirty Bird, they invest into their artists and they invest into their releases. And I think... It just shows.
Yeah, it definitely
it just
does.
Shows.
I mean, the following is just amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what else you got coming up this week? Is there anything that should be on our radar?
Thursday the 27th, I'm in Salt Lake City. Friday the 28th, I'm in Frenzo, which I've never been to in my life in California, so that'd be fun. And then Saturday, I'm in Calgary for Hi-Fi.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what other festivals you got this summer?
Well, I've got Midlands.
Yeah, that looks like a really cool festival. I mean,
on the
5th. Insomniac is doing, yeah?
Yeah, it's Insomniac and someone else. But Insomniac are the main guys behind it, I think.
It's another experiential thing. You know? I think that's going to be cool.
A lot of the others I can't announce.
No, not yet?
They're not allowed to. Okay. Like, they've not been announced. Like, none of them have that I'm on.
There are festival appearances from Will Clark to look forward to.
I'm actually... so surprised I got booked this year at some of the festivals.
We'll see when all that stuff comes out.
Yeah.
But Will, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you,
man.
Thank
you so
much. Hope you had fun. This has been great. This has been On Rotation with Harrison and Will Clark. We'll see you next time.
Nice one, dude.
You are now locked in with Mixed Mag Zone, Valerie and Harrison.
You are going to make me jealous because you did 2 weekends at Coachella, which is just absolutely insane.
I promise this is literally the last time I will talk about Coachella, but I just have to talk
about it
one more time because I finally got to see Justice's set this weekend because, you know, last weekend was Kendrick Lamar's album release, so I had to see him, who was playing at the same time. This weekend, it was all about Justice, and I have to say, it was probably one of the best sets I've ever seen in my life.
Life-changing.
Yeah, it honestly was life-changing. They're so great, and they have this crazy production that they brought with them, and you could just tell, they're total rock stars on stage, and, you know, of course, it was especially special for me because I spent this last week also talking with Busy P, label head of Ed Banger, and of course, manager of Justice, and that interview is coming up next week. So, you know, a little bit of unashamed self-promo.
Well, you know, you had a great weekend out at the festivals, but for me, it was here in Brooklyn, and we had our own mini type of Coachella, in a way, for Record Store Day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I bounced around Record Store Day, hit up Halcyon, for a couple really awesome local selectors. Mary Tay, who is a good friend of mine, she's a Resolute resident. She was killing it at Halcyon, and then we hopped on over to Secondhand Records, and I had my boy Caesar playing records, and Leo Leal, and I picked up some awesome Record Store releases. One of them was the Diggin' Disco Deep compilation. That is, I'm so glad I found it. I also got a bunch of records that I could probably get any day, but the excuse for Record Store Day is that it's an excuse to fuel your addiction. I spent way too much money.
Excuse to treat yourself.
Yeah,
<you know? laughs>
and I definitely treated myself. I got like 20 records.
Amazing.
And spent spent way too much money, and now I will try not to buy records for a little while.
so that's what they all say.
Save up some money. No, I'll probably head out and get another one. But I ended out my night at Superior Elevation and caught Tim Sweeney of Beats in Space play a set of really eclectic music, kind of retro. You know, his collection is deep, so we had a lot of fun. And there was a kombucha keg, which is so Brooklyn hipster.
So hipster, it hurts, yeah. Honestly.
Like, where are you going to see a kombucha keg? At a record shop on record store day, listening to Tim Sweeney play awesome eclectic records.
Oh my gosh, I can't.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
This is Mix Mag on rotation, direct to your eardrums.
All right, for this week's premiere section, we have some awesome tunes coming in. The first one is Chicago's Smart Bar resident Chrissy, who launched his Cool Ranch label with a 3-track EP consisting of the disco-tinged house cut titled We Ain't Going Nowhere. He sent me this a while back, and it immediately grabbed my attention as a track that can inject energy into any dance floor. As the inaugural release on the label, it sets the tone for what's to come. Expect an outlet for fun, happy-sounding party cuts released on limited edition, hand-stamped vinyl-only releases. For all the wax heads out there, be sure to keep an eye on Cool Ranch, because these records won't stay on the shelves for long.
Belgium talent Amelie Lenz is definitely one to keep an eye on. She first caught the ear of Pan Pot following the release of her debut EP and received a powerful stamp of approval from the Berlin duo, also finding a home on the group's imprint called Second State. Now Amelie has been brought on board to tackle a new track titled Checkmate from the Italy-based two-piece Reform. Her remix challenges the melodic original with dark, commanding techno tones, and her remix is out on Echura Beat on May 1st.
Mate.
Baba Stilts is one of those versatile producers who can deliver both dance floor focused beats and all day listening excursions. His remix of Little Cub's Too Much Love lies somewhere in between. It's not a hard hitting track by any means, but the hypnotic nature of the remix is where the brilliance lies. Relying on steady flow, he delivers subtle, tripped out arrangements and a progressing melody that carries for more than a cool 8 minutes. It's one of those tracks you really just want to get lost in. Look for it to be released on Domino April 28th. Thank you.
Amtrak is on board this week, bringing us the fifth edition of the Smirnoff Sound Collective Mix Series, which highlights artists of the project, allowing them to showcase their sound and styles in a one-hour set that's available to stream on Mixmag SoundCloud. You can check out others from Tigapaw, Crybaby, Julia Gavora, and Oceanus Orientalis, but for now, we're talking about Amtrak. Following the premiere of his recent tune, Some of Them, with vocalist Melly, the producers brought us an hour of retro-tinged house music that's perfect, easy listening to head into the weekend, so check it out now.
Listening to Mixmag on rotation.
Now on to the Week in Report. There's a lot going on around the world. Starting off at NYC, we got Bonobo's Outlier event at Output, plus a pair of live sets at Good Room for Deckmantle affiliates Juju and Jordash, along with Protect You. Then on Friday, Jimster holds it down for his album release party at Sunnyvale, or you could hit Fortet at Analog all night. Solid choices either way. On Saturday, we highly recommend Soul Clap at Good Room. Shout out to Eli and Charlie holding it down in Brooklyn. On a side note, if you're out in Chicago, head to the Freakeasy and get weird inside their new rave cave. Highly recommended.
It's another busy weekend in London this week, and it starts tonight with Some Voices Presents Studio 54 at Printworks. Tomorrow, we've got Netsky, Friction, and plenty more at Fabric Live, while the Black Madonna and Midland take the decks at XOYO. On Saturday, Paul Kalkbrenner is over at Printworks, and catch Maya Jane Coles at XOYO.
Then on to Berlin, there's a lot going on as well. We got Talibowman, the duo of John Talabot and Axel Bowman at Prince Charles on Friday, April 28th. They've got a fresh album that just dropped, which is definitely worth checking out. But if you're into deep hypnotic techno, there's no better place to be than Ritterbutsk for Axia, Patrice Baumel, Douglas Greed, and more. Or for that house tip, Arnaldo is having a label launch at OHM. Definitely check that out. Saturday is loaded as well with DVS1, Scuba, Trevino at Bergine, while Mike Huckabee, Tama Sumo, Andrew Weatherall, and Dennis Salta are at P-Bar. Solomon and his crew are at Watergate, and Egyptian Lover is live along with Ches Damiere and more at IPSA.
This weekend in Los Angeles starts on Friday at Sound with Ann Tim and Isaiah Martin. Over at Avalon on the same night is Stookie Sound, and somewhere else in downtown LA, Midnight Lovers brings Phil Weeks. On Saturday, catch MK and Camel Fat and Cassian at Exchange LA, and end the weekend at The Rooftop at The Standard on Sunday with no regular play. So for those who might not know, Mixmag, on top of having a podcast and a website, we also do the labs around the world in our offices in London, New York, and LA every single week. And we basically get a DJ to come into each of our global offices and play a set that we live stream on Facebook. So this week in London, we've got a Night Slugs takeover with Bok Bok. Over in New York, we have DJ Spinall from South Africa. And this week in LA, we've got Mousetrap in the house to celebrate the Label of the Decade poll, which is still happening on Mixmag.net with Feed Me and No Mana back-to-back with Black Gummy. So be sure to check those out either on Mixmag TV or on Facebook.
All right, that's it for this week of On Rotation. Be sure to lock in next week as we bring in Busy P for an interview. He's got a lot to talk about, so you're going to definitely want to check that out. For now, I'm Harrison here in Brooklyn.
And I'm Valerie. Oh.
You're like an old lady, huh, Valerie?
Oh my God.
It's been smoking cigarettes for 20 years.
Ew.
Thanks for listening to Mixmag On Rotation. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll be back soon with more buzz from the world of dance music. Stay locked. This podcast was produced by Full English Post.